Now, I just want to share a few things with everyone. I feel that there are a few success principles, and I talk about success a lot. I mean, I came as an immigrant, so I was not supposed to be successful. I was not supposed to be, you know, achieving what I've been achieving in my life. And I was not expected to. No one believed in if I was able to, or if I ever would in the first place. But there are some principles, if when followed, you are naturally going to attract success. And remember, you will not feel successful if there is not a specific goal, like a SMART goal. Specific, measurable, you know the gist, right? The SMART goal. Articulated, you know, timed. If you don't know you're heading from A to B and you don't know your B where it is, you're never going to feel successful in the first place. So even though it's out there and everyone shares it, the first success principle always will and will always remain is writing your goals down. If you want to make £1 million a year, please write down £1 million, because if you don't write it down, when you get to £1 million, you're just not going to feel that you actually achieved your goal. You just wouldn't know, because there's no goalpost. You're just going to burn yourself out and you'll never feel successful. So the first step in being successful is writing your goals down. And this is not just monetary goals. This is not just monetary goals. This is goals with every aspect of your life. Start from your being connected with yourself. So your spiritual health. Okay. How well do you feel connected with yourself? Because if you're disconnected with yourself, you could be on top of the world, making all the money, very, very healthy and everything else. You're just not going to feel successful. Okay. Because you're just not connected with yourself. The first step in being successful is first writing your goals down. First, on that sheet of paper, the first step needs to be your spiritual health or your spiritual goal. Okay. If you don't believe in God, it doesn't really matter. Then it's all about being connected with yourself. If you believe in God, then it's whatever your spiritual goal might be. It could be just serving your community. It could be whatever you want it to be, not what someone else tells you it to be in the first place. So the first step is to write your goals. And within that, the first one is your spiritual goals. Or like I said, if you don't believe in God, then it's being connected with your personal, it's like being connected internally with yourself. The second, I believe, is and will remain in the same chronological order is your health. Okay. Because if you are not connected with yourself and or if you don't feel healthy, you're just not going to feel successful. No amount of money is going to bring you your health. So making sure that you do your workout, you do your walk, whatever it is that you want to do, but making sure that you're active and you eat really, really good food, that is good nutritional food, that remains at the second in the list, irrespective of what anyone tells you, it needs to remain there. Like I said, you could be on top of the world, and if you're not healthy, you're just going to feel crap and unsuccessful, okay? So like I said, in the same chronological order, health remains at the topmost, second topmost in the list. The third one, I believe, and it doesn't have to be for you, comes family, okay? I would do anything that I do it for family, I do it for our community, I do it to help people out. So for me, third one is family. It doesn't have to be for you, but it still needs to be in the list. And then the fourth one in the list needs to be your money. So your career, you know, how you make your money, how smart are you making your money? All of that is very, very important. But you need to be very, very smart with your goals. That means writing them down. And, you know, if let's say it's your, you know, your health goal, then what kind of weight do you want to be on? What kind of muscle level or all of that you want to be on? You want to know all your numbers, your fat level. Sorry, I was just thinking of, so what kind of fat level do you want to be on? All of that needs to be very much written for you to be able to achieve that in the first place. And likewise, I believe intellectual growth plays a big part, because without learning, you're just not going to get anywhere. I believe every human being out there, when they are trying to achieve any kind of goal, either it is a spiritual goal or emotional goal or social goal, or you know, feeling connected with yourself and or your family members or the your loved ones, or making the kind of money you want to make, it does have a very strong correlation to your intellectual growth. So making sure that you take trainings, come to events like this, so well done for just turning up. We have unbelievably 671 tickets sold. 671. We had literally 10% turnaround yesterday. That's literally 65, 66, 66 people turnaround yesterday. So imagine you are already, just by turning up here, you are already in the top 10% in your intellectual growth category. You're probably going to see similar numbers today, right? But imagine 100 people getting registered, only 10 turning up. So you're already in the top 10%. So your intellectual growth is absolutely vital when it comes to, like I said, achieving your goals in every aspect of your life. Very, very important. Like I said, and I shared this yesterday as well, that irrespective of whatever you do, if you are not living a balanced life in every category, every aspect of your life, you're just not going to feel successful. Okay? You could make a lot of money and you don't feel connected with yourself, you're just not going to feel happy. You're not going to be happy. Okay? Remember, the aim is happiness. The aim is not money. Money is just a tool to be able to live a good life, which leads to eventually happiness. Okay? Money is just a tool. So treat it like one, rather than giving all your life to money. It doesn't quite work like that. You just won't feel happy. Okay? Definition of happiness. You know, it could be traveling for you. It could be spending time with your loved ones. Definition, because most people don't, and they just keep chasing this invisible goal, and they don't even know where to go or what to do, and they feel disconnected within themselves. And the reason, and the reason I'm able to share this with you, so you can see a bit more context, is in my 20s, I was absolutely lost. I was emotionally down. I was financially down. I just didn't know what to do. I was literally like I felt disconnected from myself. So I've been through that journey. And because of me focusing and getting trainings and getting mentoring and reading lots of books, being able to get to a point where I now have a fairly balanced life. You'll never get a completely balanced life. It's always going to be a fairly balanced life. As long as you can get a fairly balanced life, it's good. But now I have a fairly balanced life. I make fairly good money. And I'm emotionally and intellectually pretty strong. As well as physically as well, because I go to gym pretty much every day. Every now and then I'm a miss, but you know, it's all a part of feeling successful. Okay, like I said, if you don't, what you're gonna get is you're gonna get. For example, I know people, and in fact, I know someone who goes to the gym every day, spends 3 hours, has amazing physique. Okay, but the guy doesn't make money. The guy is not emotionally strong, so he's got one aspect of his life really well. And he's got all the other aspects not in balance. And I know other people who are focused on lots of money and they make really a lot of money, but then they are struggling physically because they don't have good health. They don't look after their nutrition. And I know other people who've got all other aspects, right? But they feel disconnected with themselves. They're not spiritually strong, which leads to unhappiness again. So you got to get all these right, including your emotional health, including your social health. That means having a good circle of friends around you, people who you can depend on, they can depend on you, and so on. It's funny that, I'm not sure how many of you know this, but 6 out of 10 people in the world, that's 60% of the world's population, actually suffers from some sort of mental illness. That's 60% of the world's population. And when I say mental, you know, it's not that they're mad. It's just that they've never taken any coaching. They've never taken any mentoring. And they've not been through what I call the learning curve that they need to go through to be able to have a balanced mind and a balanced life, which eventually leads to mental illnesses. Most are minor, only few are ever major, but even those minor illnesses can lead to a very, very unhappy life, okay? And the reason for that purely, I believe, and my experience tells me, is because people just don't learn. You know, when you make a mistake once, it's a mistake. When you make it the second time, yeah, maybe benefit of doubt. When you make it the third time, that's a habit. And this applies to every aspect of your life. So if you don't go to gym one day, that's okay. But you don't go the second day, But you go don't do the third day, that is eventually becoming a habit. And likewise, it's the other side of it as well. So when you go to gym first day, and the second day, the third day, and then you do it for 90. In fact, I remember, I can share this with everyone. I remember when I joined when I was a teen, I was barely 16. The first day I walked into the gym, I met my instructor. And he said to me, he looked at me, he goes, you know, you've got a very good stature, body stature, but let me give you a piece of advice that no one will ever give you, okay? It will remain with you. And he said, turn up to the gym for the next 6 months, every single day, irrespective of the pain you're feeling. And I did that, and I was barely 16. I was not actually 16, I was 15 plus. I turned up to the gym for the first 6 months, every single day. And even now, when I look back, that was probably one of the best piece of advice that I've got. Eventually, it became a habit. And now when I don't go to gym, I actually feel bad about it. And that's a good thing. It's a good psychological framework to feel bad if I don't go to gym, because I actually now feel healthy because I do turn up to gym and I make sure that I look up from health. Okay? And this applies to pretty much everything you do. This applies to your spiritual growth, being connected with yourself. Spend some time in solitude. Spend some time with yourself. Spend some time, when I say spend, invest time with yourself. Invest time in solitude. Invest time in reflecting back. Invest time in building yourself. It's very, very important. Likewise, it's your social, emotional health. Spend time in solitude and reflect back on the people that you're surrounded by, okay? I promise you, people suffer more in their life by surrounding themselves with the wrong people than anything else combined, anything else combined. So if you surround yourself with the right people, people who are more supporting, people who are more emotionally balanced, people who are supporting you in your business journey, in your financial journey, that sits literally at the core of being happy. And like I said, the journey is not about money. The journey is about happiness, being able to feel happy. And you just cannot feel happy if you're surrounded by the wrong people, as simple as that. Like I said, it's your emotional and social health, and then comes down your physical health. And then it comes down to your financial health. And all of this literally sits at the core of you feeling happy. Now, you might ask me a question too, why do I talk about all of this? And I was talking about it yesterday when I started the session as well. The reason I talk about it is because people miss, and I mentioned this earlier, people miss that the goal is not to make money. The goal is to be happy. The goal is not to become, you know, this person that's really well known, what they call the fame and the money and all of that. That's not the aim. In fact, I've worked with some really successful and really famous people. I've worked with a lot of celebrities, and I can assure you, majority of them are not happy. Okay, and that's because they make becoming famous their aim, and that does not need to be the aim of life. The aim of life is to be happy. And the whole purpose of us doing these events is money as secondary, but primary aim is to create happiness, to be able to create a balance for everyone, balanced life, and giving more clarity somehow, directly or indirectly, getting more clarity or giving more clarity to people to live actually a balanced life. Please, I have shared this previously. Anyone who tells you, go hustle 18, 20 hours a day, is only going to bring you unhappiness. Happiness does not come with working 18, 20 hours a day. If you have to do it for a very short period of time, that's okay. It's life. Sometimes things go up and down, fluctuate. You need to do it. Go and do it. Not a problem. But if you do it for a longer period of time, all you're going to get is unhappiness and nothing else. Okay? Life is all about living a balanced life, working really smart, and making sure that your money works harder for you than you do for money. Now, think about money. Okay? I'm going to share about a few bits about money. You are trying to kill yourself to make a little bit of money while the government is actually printing it. Do you know what printing leads to? It leads to money losing its value. And I mean not little bit, massively through inflation. The way I am looking at the market at the moment, the government may tell you the inflation is at 8%. It's not. Inflation is running at literally 20%. Raise your hand if you can see through this. Please raise your hand if you can see through inflation at literally 20%. That means the money you're trying to save, the 100 pound that you save, by the end of the year, it'll only be worth 80 pound. Please try to understand this game, okay? Money is not about saving. It's about investing so you could make more money at the back of that. Saving money, in my 20s, I used to think saving money is going to help. It doesn't. Okay, if you're trying to save money, you're only going to kill yourself, eventually getting to a point where you'll have no money. Okay, learn to invest money that will eventually lead to you making more money. Learning to make money is the game here. Okay, but remember, another aspect of money is that if you don't save it to invest, you're never going to be able to have enough money to invest to be able to multiply that money. So yes. It's almost like a balance you create. You don't save to save, but you save to invest. And likewise, treating money is a tool, and treating it like one and not burning relationships or breaking relationships due to money is very, very important, because I know a lot of people break relationships or burn bridges with people just because they want to save money. And that's not necessarily the best place to be at. Money is just a tool. It's like a hammer you need to hit a nail and treat it like one. And if you start to treat it like one, and if you start to learn to invest to be able to multiply, you are going to go really far. Also learn the fact that money has a very strong compounding effect. Now, I want you to raise your hand if you know this, that if you multiply a penny every single day for the next 30 days, that it becomes 1.5 or 6 million. Please raise your hand if you know this. If you don't know this, take a calculator, you take a penny, you multiply it every single day, 30 days later, even a penny gets to 1.5, 1.6 million, something like that. I don't know the exact number. So learn the fact that money has a very strong compounding effect. And, there's a reason someone out there called it the eighth wonder of the world, which is the compounding effect. Okay. The compounding effect literally applies to everything in life, not just money. It applies to your health. You go to gym every day and you do that for, let's say, 2 or 3 years, that compounding effect starts to apply. You do that with your nutrition, it starts to apply. If you do it the negative way, let's say you eat every day sweets, you have a negative compounding effect. Likewise with money, if you're not careful with money, where you spend it, only when you actually need to spend it, rather than going and buying branded clothes, which you don't need to show off to people that you don't even care about. Learning about money. In fact, I feel this is something that I learned a very long time ago is, in your school and your university and your colleges, I think most of it is just waste of time. The things that people need to be learning about is, how to make more money, how to invest, how to be able to look after your health, how to create strong relationships, how to be more creative. Stuff that you actually need for real life is almost never, ever taught in schools or colleges or universities. And it actually surprises me how bad the whole system is. Like, I actually have some, you know, beginners, like people coming out of university working for me. And when I look at them, it literally surprises me how they don't have the basic skills of money management, money investment, you know, health and nutrition, and, you know, the emotional, social aspects of relationship aspects, how little they know about these things that they actually need in real life. This is what needs to be taught in schools. This is what you need to learn if you haven't learned it in school. If you learn, I can assure you, and I'm going to ask everyone a question. Raise your hand if you know people who just know about money and are always really, really well off. Raise your hand if you know people who are always just really well off, always really well off, right? They're really wealthy or they're really just well off. That's because they have learned about money management and money investment. Irrespective of the situations out there in the world, because they've learned the skill, they are always really well off. Even if there are tough times, they've learned how to balance that, and they're still always well off, okay? So learning the skill is very, very important. Money also has this funny aspect. I call it, this is a funny aspect. I know a lot of people who actually are scared of making more money. And I find that very strange because, in fact, yesterday, I can tell you a very funny story. We were actually sitting in Nando's, and we normally don't get this chocolate cake, and I'm sure a lot of you would have had the chocolate cake of Nando's. It's probably one of the best out there. And it just reminded me of someone saying, you know, money doesn't bring you happiness. I want you to think twice on this, okay? Now, if you're eating that cake and if you're feeling happy, now tell me that the only way to buy that cake is by money. So what you think is money doesn't buy you happiness, go and have a chocolate cake from Nando's and tell me that money doesn't buy you happiness. Or try and give that money out to people. Just give it out to your community or people who need it. And then tell me that money doesn't bring you happiness. It does. It does. Directly or indirectly, money brings you happiness. But the only way you can actually make a lot more money, which will eventually bring you happiness, is by learning how to be able to manage your money and invest your money. Raise your hand if you are not really good at money management and money investment. I need to know how many people raise their hand. Please raise your hand if you just struggle with money management and money investment. Okay. Please raise your hand if you think on a scale of 1 to 10. Okay, just type, and you can do it privately, or type a number on what scale on a 1 to 10, 10 being the top and 1 being the right at the bottom, the least. Where do you see yourself as the strength that you have in terms of money management and money investment? Type in that in the chat box, and I want to see what kind of numbers do we get. I kind of have an instinctive feeling to where I'm going to see people. Type a number. I want to see where people see themselves at. 5, 6, 7, 9, that's pretty good. I feel anything above a 7 is normally going to be pretty decent space to be in. 5 is pretty average. I'm not here to judge you, I promise you that. All I'm doing is trying to help you reflect back on, it's almost like giving you clarity on where you are at and where you need to be, okay? The day you get to more like a 9, you'd be touching over £1 million in your wealth, at least. Till you are at a 5, you'd be struggling. The day you get to 7, you start to become a bit more comfortable. The day you reach a more like an 8 or a 9, you'll be touching £1 million plus in wealth. And if you are anything over 9, you will be touching multi-million, more like an 8 and a 9 figure in your wealth stack. A 10, I don't think anyone would be a 10 unless you talk about the likes of Warren Buffett and Elon Musk's. A 10 is not a figure. Remember, we're talking about reaching full potential, human potential. And I don't think there is ever a limit there. So I don't see anyone at a 10. I do see people at 9.99, the like of Elon Musk's, with their own creativity. Remember, creativity is sits right at the epicenter of everything that we do. I know a lot of creative people, and they just somehow find a way to live a really balanced and really happy life. And that's just because they're always very creative with how they deal with things and every aspect of their life. And that applies to business as well. They can be very creative with their business, eventually leading to creating multi-million pound businesses. And that's where we see the likes of Elon Musk's. That's where we are. Again, like I said, everything that I'm sharing with you is all about reaching full potential. And the aim is happiness and nothing else. Anyone who tells you otherwise, go and hustle, all of that is all crap. Please don't fall for it. Like I said, the aim is happiness and absolutely nothing else. And that is the whole aim of doing these events, serving the community. And we are always here to help answer any of your questions. If you have any questions for me, put them in the chat box. I'll try and deal with them a bit